Title: Intro to Detuned Re-Slayers That Actually Works Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a detuned re-slayer setup that actually survives the mix, because the classic beginner move is detune two saws, call it a day, and then it turns into facey mush. There's no weight, and once the drums hit, it basically disappears. So here's the plan. We're going to build a simple three-layer res inside an instrument rack in Ableton Live using stock devices, a clean mono sub for weight, a controlled detuned mid layer for the actual res movement, and an optional top or noise layer to help it speak on smaller speakers and cut through hats and breaks. And the big theme today is separation and control. We're not trying to make one mega sound that does everything. We're making three simple jobs that add up to one huge, reliable bass. Step 0. Set up the session like you're actually writing drum and bass. Set your tempo to something in the DNB range, like 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Res Rack. Then make a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Pick a note like F1 or G1. Keep it in that bass-friendly area. Too low gets muddy fast. Too high loses weight. For rhythm, don't just hold one note the whole time. Give it some space. For example, bar 1 could be a half note, then 2 quarter notes. Bar 2, leave a couple gaps, add a little syncopation. Drum and bass is all about that negative space, making the groove feel like it's pulling forward. Loop 2 to 4 bars, turn your metronome on, and if you already have drums, even a basic kick and snare, get them playing. Res design makes way more sense when you hear it against the groove. Now step 1. Build the sub layer. This is your foundation. This is the part that should feel solid even if you turn the track down quiet. Drop an instrument rack onto the bass track. Open the chain list and create a chain named sub. Inside that sub chain, load operator. In operator, keep it dead simple. Algorithm A only, oscillator set to sine. Pitch at 0. Then shape the amp envelope so it behaves musically. Super fast attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it doesn't click when notes end. If you want it plucky, you can lower sustain and use a little decay, but for a held roller bass, full sustain is fine. Now the important part, protect the sub from everything that makes re-SEs messy. After operator, at EQ8, put a low pass around 120 to 180 HE. If you need a steeper slope, go 24 dB. The idea is, the sub does sub, it does not do growl. If it's boomy, do a tiny dip around 60 to 90 HC, but keep it subtle. Then add utility and force it mono, width to 0%. This is non-negotiable if you want club-safe low-end. Set the gain so your sub is healthy but not smashing the meter. A good beginner target is having this chain peak somewhere around minus 12 to minus 8 dB on the track meter. You want headroom, because the next layers and saturation add up fast. Cool. Now you've got the dependable part. If everything else breaks, this still holds the track together. Step 2. Build the MID res layer. This is the character, the movement, the shiver. Create a new chain in the same instrument rack called MID. Add wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a basic saw. Oscillator 2 also to saw. Now, here's where people go wrong. They crank to tune and unison until it's huge, and that's when it becomes wide, facey soup. Instead, do gentle, controlled thickness. Use unison with only 2 voices on each oscillator, and keep the amount modest, like 10 to 20%. Then fine-tune oscillator 2 by about plus 8 to plus 16 cents. Start around plus 12. That gives you that beating motion without the sound falling apart. Keep warp simple for now. Off is fine. Classic is fine. We're not trying to win a sound design contest yet. We're trying to build something that works in an actual roller. Now filter it. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter and start the cutoff around 200 to 400 HC. Keep resonance low, just a little bite if you want. The filter is going to be a major musical control later, so don't overthink it yet. Set the amp envelope similar to the sub. Fast attack, and a release around 60 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes with the drums. Now process the MID chain after wave eatable. First, EQ8, high pass at around 120 to 160 HC so it stays out of the sub's way. This is your crossover zone. A super common DNB crossover is somewhere around 130 to 170 HC. There can be a tiny overlap between sub and mid, that's fine, but you're aiming for no fight. If the mid feels boxy, do a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 HC. Don't carve it to death. Just clean up the cardboard. Next, add saturator. Mode like analog clip or soft sine. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. And here's a teacher tip. Match your output level so it's roughly the same loudness before and after. If you don't level match, you'll always think more drive sounds better when you're mostly hearing louder. Then add auto filter for movement. Say to low pass 24, put the bass frequency around 250 to 600 Hz. Turn on the LFO, sync it, and set a rate like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount around 10 to 25%. This is where the Reese starts to feel like it's rolling instead of just buzzing. Finally, add utility on the MID chain. Set width somewhere around 70 to 110% to start. We're going to keep checking mono later. Remember, width is cool, but stability is cooler. At this point, you should have solid mono sub and mid layer that's moving and growling without swallowing the whole mix. Step 3. Optional TOP or noise layer. This is the reeds on phones layer and the cuts through the break layer. You don't need much of it, but when it's missing, you often end up turning up the mid too loud to compensate. Create another chain called TOP. Option A is noise top with operator. Load operator, turn on the noise oscillator, use white or pink noise. Make the amp envelope short. Instant attack, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds, low sustain. Then add auto filter in bandpass mode around 1.5 to 5 kHz. This audio version is shortened for playback.